Welcome to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Stizzum, where entrepreneurs come together to discuss business growth strategies, marketing ideas, techniques, and tips. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Michelle Stizzum.
Welcome to today's show. I'm so excited to be here with you. It is a beautiful Monday afternoon in Louisiana. I hope it's as beautiful where you are. It's a little hot, but, you know, we live in Louisiana. Do what you expect. So before we get started, a little bit of housekeeping. I want to remind you that you can call in and be on the show with us. The number is 347-989-1363. Again, it's 347-989-1363. Why don't you just put that in the speed dial and just call it Michelle's Show. And, you know, we would love to hear from you. Feel free to call in and share any ideas that you have as we're speaking with our guest today, or we're going through any pieces of the show that you have something you want to talk about, or if you just want to hear yourself on the radio, feel free to do that as well. So, again, it's 347-989-1363. And so our show is about bringing you marketing ideas and tips and ways to build your business and lead generation ideas and, you know, how to connect with your customers. It's all about building business and making business a little easier for you, right? As entrepreneurs, sometimes it is the struggle of not only feeling like you're alone in the business, but also, you know, what to do next. We just feel like we've tried everything sometimes, and we don't realize what, you know, we're looking for what is that magic button. And it's not that there's a magic button, but I believe that we have the ability as entrepreneurs to find those things that really work for us. So today we have really great guests. We're going to be talking about some marketing ideas for you and marketing strategy. What I'm working on these days, you guys have heard me say it many times, Take Action, Get Profits, the live event, in-person event in Houston, Texas. Oh, my gosh, we're only 16 days away, I believe. Yep, 16 days away. Sometimes I want to just take that day counter off of my website because I don't want to see it, right? But you can find out more at www.takeactiongetprofits.com. I would love to have you join me in Houston. It's going to be a fantastic 3 days. So let me just, in case you, you know, maybe you haven't been with us for the show before, let me just tell you real quick what we do in those 3 days. It is focused on just the title itself, and that is Taking Action to Get Profits in your business. So day one, we focus on really helping you to understand what it is you offer, who your ideal client is, and how to talk to them in a way where you are getting across, articulating your value so that they will spend money with you. A lot of times, entrepreneurs, you know, that's what I hear from them, is that they feel like they can't quite get across the value when it comes time for the sales conversation, right? And last week on the show, we talked about that, about how to listen for what it is that they're already looking for, what your ideal clients are already asking you to provide them, and then how to use those words to get their attention and bring them into the possibility of working with you. So day one is really focused on you understanding that, you getting clear on your marketing message. Day two, we are working on revenue plans and marketing plans and your leverage plan. So a lot of times, I cannot tell you how many times people show up to get me to help them with their business strategy. And the first thing I always work on with people is their revenue plan. How are you going to make the money in the next year, right? What's the next 12 months look like? And so many times they show up and think that they have a revenue generation plan that maybe is going to bring them to the six-figure mark or the half-a-million mark or $1 million mark. And in reality, when we go through it, it's barely going to get them to $50,000, right? So the great thing is that there are a few tweaks, few things that we can change that will take us to our goals. And so we're going to really focus on that in this event, and that is understanding how to price yourself, right? How to be able to ask for that price. Remember, we just talked about how to articulate your value. That's a piece of the puzzle, is that I can pretty much promise you everyone who's listening is not charging what they should be charging, And when you can see your own value, we can shift your pricing structure, and people will pay. And they will, the right people will show up and pay you way more money. And I would much prefer see you working with 10 people that are paying you $1,000 a month than, you know, working with 1,000 people paying you $100 a month. So there are a few shifts there that we can talk about. And then the third day of the event is all about building that consistent cash flow, meaning how do you hold the sales conversation and how do you ask for the money? That is a big problem for a lot of entrepreneurs, right? We have what we think is going to be a sales conversation, and we get to that point where it's time to make the offer, and we can't seem to ask for the money. So, again, I want to invite you to join me at TakeActionGetProfits.com. The event is in Houston on September 25th, 26th, 27th. Listen, if you're not in the Houston area, that should not be something that stops you from coming to this event, right? I want you to think about what is it that you're willing to do to make your business work. And so what if you show up and you get the answer that you're looking for in this three-day event? For me, that actually happened. I went to California to a three-day event in November of 2009, and my entire life changed. I left there, realized I wanted to be a business coach, hired someone who helped me to figure out how to make money doing that, and now I'm sitting here with a $500,000 business, right? So just very short 4 years later. So I want to encourage you to not let the it's not in my hometown thing stop you, or I'd have to spend money on a flight, or I'd have to go stay in a hotel. Those shouldn't be the decision makers. The decision for you should be whether it's time for you to take action to get to a point where you're making more money in your business. So today I thought we would focus a little bit before we get to our first guest on the marketing, right, which is a big piece of what we're going to talk about in the event. And you've been around on the show before. You've heard me talk about marketing in many, many different times and many aspects. But first thing I wanted to tell you is that I think that there's an issue going on for a lot of people in the conversation when it comes to that point of making the offer, right? Remember a while ago I said that it's hard to ask for the money? People say that to me all the time, right, that it's hard for them to ask for the money. And I believe that comes from living in a space of this conversation around manipulation versus motivation. And so I really just wanted to take just a minute to have that conversation with you. Manipulation, obviously, being the bad salesperson, the person that, you know, makes sales for the rest of us look, feel icky, right? That's a professional term, by the way, icky. When I look at it, I don't look at sales as being manipulative, right? First of all, if you're in my audience, I guarantee you're not manipulative. If you're concerned about manipulative, I guarantee you're not manipulative. Those who are not concerned about it, right? They wouldn't be here. They just don't fit into my audience. But what sales truly is, you know, what good marketing is motivational. Because the fact is that you have to motivate someone to hire you so that you can help them. No longer are you providing your services or products or whatever for free, okay? So that takes a form of motivation. And how do you motivate them? You motivate them by understanding their thought process. You motivate them by understanding the conversations that they're having with themselves in their own head, right? What are those things that they're saying that they need help with that you can help? And so there's just a little strategy to look at those things that maybe it's what they're laying in bed thinking at night, right? Oh, my God, if this business doesn't start working, I'm going to have to get a job. Or whatever that might be, there's something that's going on for them in their language and their conversation. And so when we want to motivate them to work with us, then we use their language in the conversation that we're having. And so when you're doing this right, you'll hear people say things like, oh, my God, I was just thinking that, or, you know, it's like you're in my head, right? That's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's not manipulative. That's what I want you to see from this before we go to break, is that it's manipulation versus motivation. It's not about being manipulative. It's about motivating them to make a decision and to be able to take that step, right? It's a big step sometimes to spend money to coach with someone or buy that program that you know you need or hire that VA that you should have in your business or put on the team, whatever that might be, sometimes we have to have that, almost every time, we have to have that motivation to be able to do it, right? We're motivated to by the pain that is being inflicted on us by not doing it. So I just wanted to have that quick conversation with you about good marketing. This is what I want you to remember. Good marketing doesn't manipulate, it motivates. All right? So we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back with our first guest, and we're going to talk about a marketing strategy that I know you will be very intrigued with. So be sure you stick around. See you in a few minutes.
Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, a show that delves into the hot topics of life. Lloyd takes life's issues head-on with hard-hitting interviews with professionals such as doctors and teachers, as well as those that have experienced life's alerting issues, whether professional, emotional, or physical. Lloyd wants to help those that are searching for answers to living a successful life. Life's Issues airs every Friday at 1:30 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Find out more at lifesissueswithlloydrosen.com.
Are you an entrepreneur? Are you where you want to be? Do you believe that if you build it, they will come? Unfortunately, entrepreneurship doesn't work that way, and that's why you need to read Famous Isn't Enough. In this book, you'll find real-life situations and lessons learned. When all is said and done, there's nothing better than being your own boss. Remember, nothing just happens. You have to put in the work. Famous Isn't Enough is your roadmap. Get your copy today at www.famousisn'tenough.com.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
Awesome, and we are back to visit with our first guest. I'm really excited, actually, that Alicia White is here with us today. Alicia, you there?
I am.
Awesome.
Thanks for having me.
You're so very welcome. I one of the great things about doing the show is that I get to introduce you to just amazing people. And Alicia and I have been kind of knowing each other for a while through social media. We actually finally met in Dallas back in, I guess that was August, when I did my one day. And sometimes you just meet those people, it's like, boom, you just know, you feel like you've known them forever. And that's kind of the way I feel about you. So it's really excited to have you here. You know, Alicia's background, or at least what she's been working on lately, and I'm going to let you come in and tell us your background, right? But she started working in the arena of Back of the Room Productions. Backoftheroomproductions.com is your main website, right? And I love the story on here where you talk about going to a conference or as a business coach or something, and that you realize at that point at that conference that this person was leaving a whole lot of money on the table as a speaker because they didn't have they just didn't have their stuff together. They didn't have the stuff for the back of the room sales. They didn't have handouts. They didn't have all the pieces that make money for speakers. And I loved the story. I'll let you tell it a little better than I did. We have a lot of speakers that listen to this show, and I thought that the different things that you offer for speakers are just right smack on, and so that's why I'm excited that you're here. We're going to talk about marketing speakers today. So
awesome.
Cool. So let's start by letting you tell us a little bit more about your background, how you got to this point, and then we're going to talk about marketing speakers.
Sure. Thank you so much, Michelle. You know, I do want to share that, you know, I met you January 2012.
Oh, did we?
Katarina Rando's event.
Oh, Katarina's, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. I knew we'd been around a long time.
Exactly. Like you said, we've been seeing each other, you know, stalking each other. I mean, no, not stalking, following. following each other. And then when I met you in August, I just felt your warmth and your true desire to share with people how to become successful. And I just want to thank you for that.
Thank you.
So, yeah. And, well, you started out the story correctly. I went to listen to a coach on self-training, two-day seminar. I walked away with a ton of notes, but not one single thing, not one single way of being able to connect with him. And he didn't have anything to connect with me. It was the most interesting thing. I actually made a little game out of it because when I walked in, I went there with some friends, and I had not signed up or anything online. I thought my friend had handled that. Come to find out, she hadn't. So they said, "Well, it's a free event. Just give me your name, and we'll get you in." And I don't have my form for you to fill out with all your information. And I'll get that to you tomorrow. I'm like, "Fine, fine." Well, the next day comes, and she starts chasing me around with that form. And I'd already thought, "Wait a minute, this guy doesn't have any information for me to know his brand or how to contact him." I didn't even understand his name until I finally saw it on a PowerPoint, which disappeared 20 minutes after the first day. And I looked around the room, and there's no banners, there's no posters, there's no order form, there's no agenda that had his name and his brand and his website or a way to contact him. And sure enough, she was going to get my information if I filled out that form. And I kind of lied a little bit, and I said I would, and I'd get it back to her, and I never did. Because it was a game. You know, what could I walk away without him having my information? And then that's when I came up with strategies for back of the room. When you guys are out there speaking, whether you're a professional speaker and it's your desire to inspire and motivate an audience, or you're in there for training, or if you're there for growing your business, having something at the back of the room where you can generate at least one lead is, you have to have that, or else you're leaving money on the table.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And I think, unfortunately, I see that happen so many times. So, yeah, excellent conversation for us to have, because you have something, you know, I think we should start the conversation, first of all, is we need to say that when we're talking about speaking, right, whenever we're on this show in particular, on Take Action, Get Profits Radio, when we're talking about speaking, we're talking to those patrons, right? So we're talking to speak to self. Those are speakers who, like, are paid to speak. We have the ability to sell. So I just want to be clear with everyone that we're talking about both groups when we're talking about what's going on today and marketing in particular, because sometimes I hear people say, well, you know, I don't know if speaking is really what I want. Speaking is one of the fastest ways for you to get known in your industry. And so I think that's extremely important. And as a speaker, there are things we need to do first, right? Things we need to be prepared for, to get out there and get people to ask us to speak, obviously. And so that's our first place that I want to stop and talk about, because you have a really cool new project going on with about speaking.
Yeah.
I think
I do. And
they don't go to books. So, yeah, tell me what's going on with the speaker sheets.
Absolutely. Thank you. I just want to announce real quickly that I am launching my speakersheets.com website live on Michelle Sizzlin's Take Action, Get Profits radio show right now. So those who are listening, those are listening in, it is the official launch today, September 8th. So go check out speakersheets.com if you are interested in getting in front of the event planners, the people who've put on conferences and shows. And as Michelle taught me in her Take Action, Get Profit class last month, it was a, you know, what she taught me, you know, to use copy, use the words that my clients use. And my clients say, people want my speaker sheet. So now you have an opportunity to get your speaker sheet to people. People are.
So let's start with everyone with what is a speaker sheet.
Okay. So a speaker sheet is used to present the value and the expertise to the audience. When an expert when an event planner looks at you as a candidate for a speaker, they want to know, what can you deliver to their audience? So the content of it is about you as a speaker and what you deliver. Now, a speaker sheet can take a couple of forms. It can be a printed sheet of paper, front and back, one sheet, 4 pages. Tanya Hoffman and Judy Homerman have 4-page speaker sheets. They're very elaborate and give a lot of good information. Some who are just starting out just need one side. And so it can be in a printed form. It can also be in a digital form. You can have a PDF that you put on your website or send to the event planner, the person asking you to speak at their event. It promotes you. The speak sheet also promotes you as an expert in your field. We talk about how having a book automatically puts you as the expert in your field. Speaking does that too. And when you have a couple of topics under your belt where the topics are congruent with one another, they complement your brand, they complement your value and the expertise that you have, then the speaker sheet is your portal, or I'm sorry, it's the tool you need to start speaking.
Right.
And maintaining yourself as an expert.
Yeah, I think that, so what I want everyone to hear is it doesn't have to be overwhelming. Right?
No.
You can start out, if you haven't ever had a speaker sheet before, then you absolutely want to get started on getting yours put together. And it can start out as that one sheet, right? It can start out just the information about you and the information about the talks that you want to do. That doesn't mean that you have to have, you know, I teach my clients all the time, we don't sit down and create the entire talk. We get booked first.
Right.
And so this is the piece of the puzzle that you need to get booked, because people won't book you until they see, oh, okay, great, I like this talk title, and I see these are the 3 bullet points you're going to cover. Okay, fantastic. So about that talk, all you need to know is the title and the bullet points. So what is your advice for new people who are just creating their very first one?
Oh, this is what's really cool. If you go to speakersheet.com, you can sign up for a free checklist where I share the top 5 speaker sheet must-haves. All you need to do is just fill out a simple form. You get this free checklist, and I'll share with you very quickly here. For you guys starting out, it's your contact information. I know that sounds simple, but the checklist goes into more detail about the contact information. Your value statement is number 2. What value are you delivering to this audience? Number 3 is the speech title with the takeaway points, like Michelle talked about. You want to have 3 to 4 takeaways. What are you delivering to this audience? I want you to physically use the phrase, the audience will walk away with, and then fill in the blanks, 3 or 4 blanks. And, of course, you need testimonials of you speaking, and I can go into that a little bit more later if there's time, and then photos of you. Whether it's your professional headshot of you out in the field or of you speaking, they need to know what you look like.
Great.
And awesome. I do want to add that you don't want to list every single achievement. It's not a sales pitch for your business. It's not how you serve your clients. It's how you're serving the audience.
Right, exactly. Okay, very cool. I love that. I love the checklist there. So when we look at maybe a more, you know, someone who's had a speaker sheet out there, maybe they created it on a Word doc. You know, that's how I did my first one. right? I just created a Word doc and turned it into a PDF, and I would send that out to people in the early days of my speaking, right? But when we move into maybe a more advanced, like, you know, the Judy Hoberman's got 4 pages, what are some of the more advanced strategies for speaker sheets?
What I like about giving more information to that event planner or that decision maker, we're not just sharing the 3 topics and that this person can speak on. We're sharing the client list. You know, these are people who have spoken to many, many different organizations and companies. We're sharing breakout sessions that they may be able to deliver to someone who's interested. Maybe we mention their keynote topics, because that's what's interesting about a speaker. You can be one or all. You can be a keynote. You can be a spotlight. You can be a breakout speaker. You can be the headliner. You know, there's just, you could be the MC, you know, if that's something you want to enjoy. That's something else you would add to the 4-page, as well as any publications that you have written and been a part of, because, again, that enhances that expertise very well.
Awesome. Very good. I love that. Sharing your client list and also, sometimes we don't think about the fact that we might have different things. As a keynote, you have one type of talk, right? But as a breakout speaker or a spotlight speaker or something like that, completely different talk. So, very cool. So I did want to be real clear with everybody. Don't get hung up on the fact that you don't have all of this, okay? Where you start is with the basic, with the contact information and the value statement. And maybe we should spend a second talking about the value statement here before we go to break. And then we'll come back after the break if you're good with that. And we're going to talk some more about back of the room and that type of stuff. I just want to make sure that we don't, you know, that no one feels like they're really overwhelmed about it. And this is one of the things they should reach out to you if they do feel that, or if they, maybe it's just time to look at the possibility of a professional speaker sheet. Is that one of the services that you provide? You actually do it with them, do it for them? What do you do?
Thanks for asking. I actually have a couple of options. I have a template that's a Microsoft Word template where you can create your own 1 or 2-page speaker sheet.
Cool.
And then I also have the ability to gather all of your information and put it, you know, make a pretty package out of it, or, you know, professional. And it can be, it's based on your brand, your style. So if you're corporate and you're going for the corporate sector, then we'll put that corporate spin on it. If you've got the flourishes and the little starbursts and whatnot, I'm happy to produce that for you as well. It's whatever is congruent with you.
Right. Okay. Awesome. So let's. We have about 2-3 minutes before we go to break. Let's talk for a minute about value statements. So explain what you meant by that, and then how they can figure out what their value statement is.
The value statement. So a lot of people, we have taglines for our businesses. You know, you think of Nike, just do it, or McDonald's, I'm loving it. Okay, well, you can have a tagline for your own business, even if it's, you know, Jane Smith creating business success for women. Well, that's all great and good and everything. That works for your client. That's where it needs to be. But when you're talking about the audience that you're serving, and, of course, we want to first define who is your audience, most likely it's going to be the same audience as your target client. And when you start looking at the value that you bring to your audience, it's going to be similar to a tagline. I suggest that the speaker gathers up to 8 words, really no more than 8 words, and create a short, simple statement. For example, mine is powerful products and professional design to promote your message. And my topics tie in with that, as in I speak on speaker sheets, I speak on back-of-the-room products and presence, and, you know, the 3 C's of branding. So it ties into that. So you want your value statement to reflect your topics, because a lot of times, and you know, you also wonder, you know, I was just remembering this. What is your unique value statement? It's a little exercise that I put together. I can either share that now or when we come back from break.
Yeah, so why don't we why don't we go to break, and we'll come back and finish this conversation before we move into the back of the room stuff. So you good with that? So hold that thought. That's what we're coming back to. All right, guys, so be sure you stick around. We'll be back in a few moments.
Have you been feeling tired, having trouble managing your emotions, or just feeling out of sorts? The problem could be your vitamin supplement. There is a big difference between synthetic and natural vitamins. Synthetic vitamins do not contain all of the substances that naturally occur in nature. Natural whole food vitamins provide all of the factors necessary to help you maintain or regain your health. For more information, please contact Dr. Alan Simberg at alansimberg.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Sism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
All right, and we are back. Alicia, you still there?
I am.
Okay, fantastic. So let's go back into that conversation about your unique value statement or proposition.
Okay. So there's three simple questions to help you identify this value statement. And the first one is, I provide, and you insert your ideal client with, and then you insert the results that your clients get when they work with you. So, for example, I have a friend who provides people who are unhappy in their job with a renewed perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Then the second one is, I have a, and then you fill in the blank for a solution or answer that helps that ideal client with the client's pain point. And then you go to a third line where you say, I work with your ideal client who needs help with, and then specify what it is. So you take these sentences and you restructure it so that it concisely and clearly states the value you will bring to an event. I know it's kind of hard to visualize that on a radio, and so this is something that I can talk to you over with in your strategy session. But the goal is you want to come back with a sentence that is concise and clearly states the value you bring to an event using action verbs and descriptive adjectives. I have, so that's what I recommend.
Okay, great. And I was actually just over on your site, speakersheet.com, looking at some of the images there on some of those sheets. So I was hoping to be able to see Michelle's a little bigger or Sandy's a little bigger, but it won't let me click on them because I was going to just kind of give people some examples of what that value statement might be. What's important to know is that it's not your tagline, right? It's not necessarily the tagline that you are building, that you're using on your website. So it's really a value proposition for to speak to the person that's going to bring you in as the speaker. So,
right.
What's their issue that you're going to solve, and what are you going to bring to their audience?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Very, very cool. All right, great. So, once we get our anything else you want to talk about on speaker sheets before we move on?
I just want to encourage people to open up a Word document or whatever they have and just start putting some of that information down, especially if you get that checklist. Go through that checklist and put it down and at least get something digital prepared, because the one thing that will happen is you can send people to your website where you have all of this information already listed, but here's the key. The decision maker is going to go to that website, then they're going to click off of it, and they won't have anything to print off or to review or look at a later time. So always have some kind of downloadable digital PDF or JPEG that the person can print off and hold in their hot little hand so they'll remember you.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right. Whenever you make it super easy for them, the word spreads, because what you need to remember, or need to know maybe, is that people who bring in speakers know lots of people who bring in speakers. They have a tendency to hang out together, and so the word will spread that you are easy to work with, you had all your information together, your one sheet was great, right? I've seen it happen for me, so I know it will happen for you. So it's a great, speaking is a huge marketing tool, huge.
It is.
It's the first step. So let's talk a little bit about the in-the-room activity of what's going on. What types of things should the speaker have there with them when it comes to maybe setting up a table or their back of the room information? What do you see going? What do you see happening for speakers out there?
Okay. A lot of times the speaker will come in, they'll have their PowerPoint, or they won't have a PowerPoint, and they stop there. And what I want to recommend is that that the speaker actually has an agenda or an order form, something with your brand and your name on it. Now, here's what's interesting is that a lot of people say an order form, and I'm like, yes. If you're going to have one thing when you speak, it's an order form. And the client will come back to me, but I don't have any products yet. I don't have anything to sell. And I'll look at them and I say, if I know you well enough, I know you're smart, and I know you have experience and expertise, and guess what? You can sell that. So,
that's right. Everybody's got something for sale.
Exactly. You have your time and your expertise to sell. Whether you're a coach or not, you can offer a strategy session, and my goodness, what a perfect thing to put on your order form. Define what that strategy session is, put a price on it, and then put it on an order form with your name, website, phone number, and an email address, okay? And then take that with you every time you go speak. So that is the one crucial element I ask my clients to take with them every time. And the other one that I love, I seem to get requests for this all the time. As a matter of fact, I seem to get it more than the speaker sheets, or I used to over the last couple of years, and it's the retractable banner. Well, and you've seen them. You've gone to events where people and you have a couple of them.
Yep.
And they're nice, big. They have an image of the person on there with their brand colors, with their value statement or tagline, their business name, their business website, their phone number. And it's perfect for this is where you can defy the skeptics. You can defy physics by being in the place in two different places at the same time. And I tell people that because while you're on stage and you have a retractable banner with your photo on it at the back of the room, you literally are in two places at the same time. So, and it does double duty for you. If you're on stage, it promotes you at the back of the room. If you're doing webinars, it's behind you on your videos. When you're at a trade show, it's there when you have to walk away. And it really sets the tone for a professional, cohesive look of your brand and what you have to offer. And I'll share a story if I have a minute.
Yeah, go ahead.
So Barbara Pender ordered her retractable banner from me, and she'll kill me if she knows I'm sharing this story. Well, I'm going to take that chance. She's a good soul, so I'm sure she'll be fine with it. She had just finished giving a webinar, and she shut down her program. She turned around in her chair and literally screamed out loud because a retractable banner with a full-size figure of her was sitting behind her, staring her in the face, and she thought it was another person.
I never thought about using those in my webinars. That's actually a pretty smart. I'm liking that idea. I haven't done that before, so I might just have to try that. So, you know, whenever I go and there's something called speaker envy, right? And so sometimes we go and we're speaking at an event where maybe there's more than one speaker, and the other speaker shows up and they've got, you know, they've got things to hand out, and they've got their retractable banner, and their table is put together nicely, and then we're like, I don't have that. I remember in the beginning I didn't have that either, right? But a couple of things everyone needs to hear is that it's not that expensive. It is something that is easy to travel with, and it makes a huge difference in how people perceive you. You may not like the fact that perception is reality, but that just is what it is. And so when you can take these little pieces, like a great handout, a great speaker one sheet, a great retractable banner, right? It just puts you on the next level. And so what happens is people see you, they have some assumptions about you, right? They think that you've been doing it a long time. They think that you're a professional speaker when you might not be thinking you're too much of a professional speaker. So, yeah, I think that it's extremely, extremely important to have those. Now, they do come in lots of different sizes and options and weights and all that kind of stuff too, so.
Yeah, there's different sizes, different options for your budget, and I do want to hone on the fact that it does up-level your appearance of expertise as a speaker.
Yeah.
Again, if you don't think you're the best speaker, it won't matter. Your materials will make you look like the best speaker in the world, because especially if you keep your branding cohesive from your PowerPoint template all the way down to the postcards you send out or hand out to your retractable banner and to wearing your brand colors. If you keep those consistent and cohesive, you're going to look like a professional speaker, and I love helping people with that.
The other thing about the retractable banners, you know, some of the things that I've learned along the way is, number one, you have got to have your image on there. There are a lot of people who, you know, really, really struggle with the thought of putting their face on those kind of things. Just suck it up and do it. It has to represent you, at this point. And so that's one. But number two, a lot of times, depending on the size of the room where you are, your retractable banner may have to go behind your table. And so because of that, whatever is the most important thing, whatever that value statement, whatever it is that is most important for people to see, you know, obviously your face, that has to be on the top half of the retractable banner, because when it gets put behind your table, they may never see the bottom half of it. So just a little side tip there of a few things I've learned along the way, because I've been in every kind of spot you can imagine when it comes to setting up as a speaker. So
yes, when creating your retractable banner, put the most important stuff in the top third of that banner. And, you may think that your website address and your phone number and Twitter handles and social media handles should go up there. Actually, not really. It's going to be what's going to drive people to you. Is it the value statement? Is it your tagline? Is it that you're known, an internationally known, world-recognized business coach? You know, like Howard Berg, he's the world's fastest reader. That I would hope that he would put that at the very top of his.
Right, exactly. Intriguing. So the other thing I wanted to cover with you are the actual handouts or things you have available in the room for others to take away. And you were talking about agendas earlier. I was curious if by agenda if you meant a handout or a worksheet, or tell me more about what you meant by agenda.
Sure. Depending on whether it's your event that you're putting on or an event where you're one of many speakers or you're just one speaker, have that handout, whether it's an order form or an agenda. Of course, if you're going to have an order form, then go ahead and have an agenda. And on the agenda, you basically put the topic that you're speaking on, what the takeaways will be, and if you have the time in the room, offer a little checklist for people to mark off. The more that an audience participates while you're speaking, as they're participating as you're speaking, the more they're going to learn. So having a checklist or asking them to fill in a word. Michelle, you do a really good job of that. And it keeps people's attention, and they're not likely to fidget and, you know, look away. So that having that agenda is just another additional tool that, again, promotes you as that expert that really sends a signal that, oh, this person knows her stuff or his stuff.
Right.
And that's one of the things. Now, I've also, as opposed to the 8.5 by 11 sheet, what I've also been doing for some of my clients is taking a 5 by 7 inch postcard. And on the front, we put something that's very enticing, inspiring, motivational, such as one of my clients, we had peacock feathers and these very joyful phrases for people to reflect upon when they looked at this postcard. On the back, we put information about a program that she was offering, and then we provided little bullet points of this is what you're going to get, but what I like to recommend is have a checklist of what the person doesn't have, because many times, I don't know, I'm a sucker, I guess, because whenever LinkedIn says your profile is only 90% complete, I've got to go into LinkedIn and make, you know,
figure out what the rest
boxes. Yeah, I want to be 100% complete.
Exactly. The big thing here is, you know, I was working with Larry Winget earlier in the year, and one of the things he said to me was, Michelle, you have to have something in that room that everybody leaves with. And a lot of times people come in and they've got a handout of sort, but it's also the thing that gets turned in for the order or gets turned in to request the strategy session or something like that. So I think these postcards are brilliant. In getting something in everyone's hand. You can hand it out to them while you're talking, before you're talking. You know, I have two versions of that postcard. One of them, on one side, it's the top 7 daily money-making must-dos, and on the other side, it's the top 7 time suckers for entrepreneurs. And so
yes.
On it, it's got my picture, it's got my name and my website address, so that it's always, it's something that's, it's real sturdy, it's designed really nicely. They'll keep it on their desk, right, to remind them what they should
be focused
on. I have
yours on my desk. I have yours and a couple of Katarina's. So, yeah.
Yeah. So you should have something that they all leave with, and those postcards are brilliant for that.
Well, and here's what I tell people. You know, I tell them, this is what I do. I provide products to speakers that gives your message legs long after you leave the stage.
Oh, that's good.
Long after you leave the room. Yes, products that give your message legs long after you leave the room. And because it's inevitable. Even if it's a one-day workshop, you're going to walk away overwhelmed. You're going to have stuff with you, but it's going to be that little postcard, or, you know, whether it's 4x4, 6x9, 5x7, or it's going to be that poster that people, you know, give away that you're going to hold on to. That's a lot more valuable, and you're going to look at it more than those 10 pages of notes you took.
I agree with that. I agree. I have tons and tons and tons of notebooks with notes in them. But the things that stay on my desk are these little postcards. Or I got one from Michelle P.W. I don't know if you know Michelle, but
yeah.
I guess it was 2010, I was handed this little 27 headline. I used to see on my desk since 2010. I mean, 4 years now, I handed this very second. So you know, certain things as a speaker that we can do to leave an impact. And remember that it's all about building relationships. Obviously, people in the room, they're going to fall instantly in love with you, or they followed you before and they know you and want to know more, and they're going to want to connect with you right there. But then there are those other people who just heard you speak for the first time. They liked what they heard, but they're, you know, they're not into a full relationship with you yet. And so these field testing, these business cards, the agenda, the notes that they took, the, you know, all the pieces, right, start to make it really work for you. So very cool. Cool stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, to touch on that, the credibility that you instill, you can have instilled just through having professionally designed pieces, or, you know, pieces that represent your brand and that value statement, credibility. And one of the things I love bringing to a piece is the know, like, and trust factor, and that's helping those clients find their clients by giving off the know, like, and trust factor.
Right, right, exactly. Well, it has been so wonderful having you here on the show with us today. Thanks for doing double duty in both of our spots today. And I want to be sure that everyone gets connected with you. They can go to speakersheets.com, but where else can they connect with you, Alicia?
Speakersheets.com, that's plural with an S.
Okay.
And also backoftheroomproductions.com, also plural with an S. So backoftheroomproductions.com, speakersheets.com. But you know what? I love making friends. So you can find me on Facebook at AliciaWhite911.
There you go. Get connected with Alicia on social media as well. We want to be sure we're connected in all spots so we can see what's going on for everybody. So very good. Speakersheets.com. Thank you again. And you guys hang on. We'll be back after this short break.
Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Join Judy Hoberman on her radio show, Selling in a Skirt, Mondays at noon Central, for exciting discussions about challenges for women in today's society. The talk is about women in business, work and life balance, leadership, and current events related to gender communication. Be prepared to be inspired, motivated, and challenged. Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman on the Tough Talk Radio Network is your connection to women nationally, internationally, and globally. So get comfy and see what the buzz is all about. Listen live on Mondays at noon by going to sellinginaskirtwithjudyhoberman.com.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
What a great show. Wasn't Alicia just amazing? She gave us so much great information about speaker sheets. And I just wanted to kind of cover a few quick things, just make sure you got those big points in, right? First thing is, I really want you to hear how important speaking is for you in building your business. And it does not matter what type of business you're in, speaking is an opportunity for you. If you are the plumber, right, speaking is a great way to get out there into networking events and introduce yourself as the plumber. And if you're a coach or a VA or any service-based industry or, you know what, anything in particular, it just doesn't matter. I don't think I can think of anything that speaking wouldn't benefit. But a lot of times we don't go out and start speaking for several reasons. Number one, it might be that we're shy and introverted, and that was my original excuse, right? It's no longer my excuse because I do it anyway. But there are other things that hold us back. I hear a lot of people saying they're just not ready. They don't have their information. They don't know what their titles are. They're putting off all of that and not getting it ready and getting themselves out there. So all you need to get out there is one thing, and that is a speaker sheet. Okay? You simply need to come up with one talk title and bullet points for that. If you've got two or three, then great, but don't let that hold you back. And Alicia was telling us you can actually get more information at speakersheets.com, but she does have a checklist there. And so when we look at what needs to be on your speaker sheets, your contact information. Okay, it seems obvious, but guess what? I cannot tell you how many times somebody hands me something in an event or as a speaker, and their contact information is not on there. Number two was your value statement, and we talked a bit about the value statement in the first half of the show, right, in that it's not necessarily your tagline. It is the value that you're providing to that audience. What is the result that you're hoping for them to get from these talks, okay? So your value statement. Number three are your speech titles and takeaway points. So I don't want you sitting there creating your entire talk, not until someone books you, right? One time I had a client, we got to a coaching call, and I said, what have you been doing? She said, I've been working on my talk. And I said, great, where are you booked? And she said, nowhere. I was like, well, quit working on your talk. Go get booked, right? That's the important part. So all you need to know is a title and three or four takeaways, three or four bullet points. Then you also should have testimonials on there. So whether that is you've spoken somewhere else and you've got a testimonial for that, you've worked with a client and you've got a testimonial for that, right? If it is not, if you don't have never had a client, you're brand spanking new, then you have something called implied testimonials. And that is when people are, let's say you're a coach of some sort, maybe you're a health coach, and someone else mentions how great it is, how important the importance of working with a health coach. They don't say the importance of working with you. They say the importance of working with a health coach. That's called an implied testimonial, and you can use those. And number five was the photo of you. Extremely, extremely important. Cannot tell you how important that is to get that done. So be sure you get out there, get your speaker sheets done. Start to look at how you're leaving your impact on the room. What are they going to leave with? What are they going to purchase from you? What are the opportunities for them sitting in the room? What are the opportunities for afterwards? How are you going to connect with them? How are you going to know who they were before they just walk out the door and you don't ever hear from them again? Okay? One last thing I wanted to cover, and that is to remind you that would love for you to come play with me in Houston for 3 days. Take Action, Get Profits. It is September 25th, 26th, and 27th. We will be covering just about anything you can imagine when it comes to marketing and making money as an entrepreneur. So lots of takeaways for you. You're going to get, first of all, I'm going to show you exactly how I went from zero to $500,000 a year coaching business in less than 4 years. So if you want to know how to do that, be there because I'm going to show you that. And I'm going to teach you exactly what kind of words to use to talk to your ideal clients to get them to say yes, give you their credit card number on their own, as their own idea, right? There's an easy way to do that. And if you just feel like maybe it's lonely to be an entrepreneur and it's time for you to be in a room with like-minded people, get the energy, get the power, you know, I was a Mary Kay sales director for 5 years. And one of the things I learned in Mary Kay about people was that we need, about every 75 to 90 days, we need to re-energize to stay on top of our game for our business. And so this would be a great time for you to get out here and visit with some great like-minded people. So be sure you join us, www.takeactiongetprofits.com. This is Michelle Sism. I will see you again next Monday, 2 p.m. Central, right here, same place, same time. And you guys remember to be decisive. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Sism, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.